This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. And I'm Greg Schindel, train singer. And we're now boarding the Bipolar Express. All aboard! Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a-chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety. Whoopee, what a ride we're having with the this weather, the wind, the rain. That doesn't sound like rain, baby, but it's, anyway, it's not the rain. And you got the snowpack, record snowpack in the Sierras. You know, you kind of wonder, about flooding this spring.
No, think about that. Don't think about the floods. Think about full reservoirs and great food gardens, plenty of water for your fruit trees, and, you know, and then now with this, these cannabis gardens are just springing up everywhere around our town. Why, we're going to need that extra water, would you say? Well, hey, I heard that the old Remco building is going to become some kind of commercial cannabis operation. I mean, what? Hey, I hope that they don't use well water from that property. It's over adjacent to Bechtel Grove School, too. Great aroma for the afternoon sports program. Woo! You know, amazing. It's an amazing commercial property. You know, at first, it was producing chromium in the water. A lot of cancer came out of that one. And then it was proposed to have alcohol production. You know, another brewery. Woo-wee! And now the last thing I heard about is, that's it. Cannabis, candy boo, candy bis. We are in the abyss right now. Hey, it's a whole new world, you know, for us old-timers. Wouldn't you say, boys? Yeah, look at they're going to go.
Speak for yourself, Greg.
Yeah, we've got Rick again in here. He's going to be sucking up the information we have here at the station. He'll be engineering soon, I can tell you. And, of course, we have Mike, the great Mike Burgess, engineer of a... Well, hey, so it's interesting for us to see what's happening these days with this new generation. And think about it. Ah, at last, the forbidden fruit is available to all of us without a twinge of guilt. Guilt gone. Billions more folks can now sit back and relax and smoke a bowl, you know, eat a brownie. Let it go. You know, there's no fear of having too much, you know. Haven't heard of too many ODs on the weed, have you?
No, I guess I haven't, but it probably happened to some people.
Well, you know, cannabis is going to be everywhere if it already isn't. You know, it's what we eat, we drink, we wear. I mean, cannabis or hemp, too. You wear, you know, their shirts, and they make paper out of it. And don't forget the rope. You know, I heard that the pilgrims smoked most of the ship's rope on their way to discovering America. No wonder they didn't quite get to the right place the first time, you know. Ropo! Woohoo! Cigars, yeah, senor! Hey, and there's cannabis ice cream and lip balm and chewing gum and cookies and soda pop and, of course, the ever-popular suppositories. Yes! Yes, rub it in to sore joints. Hey, good health for everyone, right? Cannabis, the wonder drug. We've all been waiting to hear that it's all right. Why, it's all right now. It's legal. No longer is it the devil's tool or the evil weed. Gateway to where? Ah, riches and fortune, the new paradigm. Whoa! Hey, as Bob Dylan said, your old road is rapidly aging. Get out of the new one if you can lend a hand. For the times they are a-changing. I remember that one. Yeah. Thinking about my mom and dad. Get out of the way. Let me use the car tonight. Hey, well, you can tell I'm on a tangent today. But while I'm on the subject of cannabis, why not dig up an old pot tune from the 80s? You know, this is one that Magda Craig and I co-wrote back in the 80s, and it's Too Old to Die Young, and it was written during the redwood summer, you know, where logging the old growth redwoods is vehemently being protested. Too old to die young, just up, keeping on. Too old to die young, just up, keeping on. A death rides a logging truck, a death rides a logging truck. Yeah. Redneck live by the river, hippie live in the hill. Yeah, that smoke don't get them, it'll cure their ills, cause a death rides a logging truck, a death rides a logging truck. Hey, too old to die young, just up, keeping on. Too old to die young, just up, keeping on. A death rides a logging truck, a death rides a logging truck. I work real hard to put in the crop. Please don't give me the beat of cops and the rats and the deer and the rabbit that hops. Leave all the tops for me, yeah. Leave all the top for me, cause a death rides a logging truck, a death rides a logging truck. Hey, too old to die young, just up, keeping on. Too old to die young, just up, keeping on. Oh, death rides a logging truck, a death rides a logging truck. The river is low and the hippies are high. Growers are sucking that river dry. Up in the hills growing great big buds, turning that river to a trickle of mud. Death rides a logging truck, a death rides a logging truck. Woo! Too old to die young, just up, keeping on. Too old to die young, just up, keeping on. A death rides a logging truck, a death rides a logging truck. River's high, growers are gone. They'll be back before too long. Digging big holes up in those hills, hoping that smoke will cure their ills. Cause death rides a logging truck, death rides a logging truck. Woo, too old to die young, just have to keeping on. Too old to die young, just have to keeping on. A death rides a logging truck, a death rides a logging truck. Grow got a new way that really scores. Turn on the lights, bring it indoors. Sweetest little bud you ever gonna see. Put the tab on the PG&E. Cause a death rides a logging truck, a death rides a logging truck. Too old to die young, just up to keeping on. Too old to die young, just up to keeping on. A death rides a logging truck, a death rides a logging truck. Yes, and you know, I'm definitely too old to die young. Yes, geez, a couple more weeks and I'm going to be 73. Wee me, I can't believe it. Good genes. Hey, I'm Greg Schindel, and we are riding the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM. That's in Willits, California. Okay, Now we've had we've heard lots of cannabis tunes over the years, one right after the other. I mean, so well, and also there's hundreds of tunes about alcohol as well. You know, tiny bubble, you know, things like that. And
why whiskey, I cry.
You know, I don't sing in that kind of a voice. But you know, my mother, I think, was the first one to ever sing a song about alcohol. She was a highly educated woman, and we were living in Fresno at the time, and I remember her singing, "Oh, it's beer, beer, beer that makes you want to cheer on the farm. It's on the farm. Yes, it's beer, beer, beer that makes you want to cheer on the Leland Stanford Leland. And it's wine, wine, wine that makes you feel so fine. Whiskey, whiskey, whiskey that makes you feel so frisky. Gin, gin, gin that makes you want to sin. Tequila, tequila that makes you want to feel ya. On the farm, no, no, on the farm. Oh, it's wine, wine, fine that makes you feel so high. That we even stand. Oh, my eyes are dim. I cannot see. I have not brought my specs with thee." Me. You guys, you ever heard that before, ever?
No.
Oh. Well, that was a long time ago.
I've heard the melody, but not the lyrics.
Not the wine and the beer and the whiskey and the tequila and the gin. Okay, well, moving right along then, Gregory. One of my favorite songs, though, was by the Kingston Trio. And it's about... Scotch and soda, my new eye. Baby, do I feel high? Oh, me oh my. Do I feel high? Dry martini, jig of gin. Ooh, what a spell you got me in. Oh my. Do I feel high? Yeah. People won't believe me. They think that I'm just bragging. I could feel the way I do and still be on the wagon. All I need is just one of your smile and the sunshine of your eyes. Oh, give me some of your love, and baby, I feel high. Oh, people won't believe me. They think that I'm just bragging. But I could feel the way I do and still be on the wagon. All I need is just one of those smiles and the sunshine of your eyes. Yeah. Give me some of your loving, baby. I feel higher than a kite can fly. Give me some of your loving, baby. I feel high. Ooh, what a smoothie tune that was, hey. Kingston Trio, 1958, 59 area. And what about, I never really got into this one, but there are songs about it. What about the cocaine thing? Oh, yes. You know, that used to be able to buy that stuff and a pharmaceutical and all that stuff that you needed. Coca-Cola, yeah. Dave Van Ronk in 1962 recorded this song. He's one of those folk people.
Every time me and my baby, we go uptown, the police come and they knock me down. Cocaine running all around my brain. Come here, baby. Oh, come here quick. This cocaine about to make me sick. Oh, cocaine run all around my heart and brain. Yonder come my baby. Why, she dressed in red. She got a shotgun gonna kill me dead. Oh, cocaine running all around my brain. Early in the morning, about 4:30, cocaine knocking at my door. Cocaine run all around my brain. You take Mary now, I'll take Sue. Ain't no difference twixt the two. With cocaine run all around my brain. Oh baby, come here quick. This cocaine about to make me sick. Oh, cocaine run all around my brain. I'm walking down Beale Street and I'm turning up Main. I'm looking for the gal that sell cocaine. Cocaine run all around my brain. I reach in my pocket and I find my poke. You know there's a note there that says there ain't no more cocaine run all around my brain. Cocaine for horses, it's not for men. They say it'll kill me, but they won't say when. But cocaine run all around my brain. Come here, baby. Come here quick. This old cocaine about to make me sick. Oh, cocaine run around my brain. Whoa. Well, you know, it's interesting. He writes a song about cocaine and he makes money on it. I wonder what he spends his money on. I don't know if Dave Van Reich still may still be alive. I'm not sure. One of those old folk guys. I bet he's 70-something by now. 75, 76, 70. Well, he wrote that. He had that in 62 as a hit. So, and I was digging him, but I think I was a teenager then. Hey, well, hey, we're going to deal with the cocaine. Let's deal with the dealer. All about the candy man. Well, it's Candyman, Salty Dog. Candyman, old Salty Dog. Candyman, Salty Dog. I ain't gonna be your Candyman, you don't wanna be my Salty Dog. Woo! Little red light, little green light. Little red light, little green light. Little red light, little green light. Stop on the red, you go on the green. Don't mess with Mr. in between. Ah, here it is.
Run for the pitcher, get the baby some beer. Run for the pitcher, get the baby some beer. Run for the pitcher, get the baby some beer. Run for the pitcher, get the baby some beer. Run for the pitcher, get the baby some beer. Run for the pitcher, get the baby some beer. I do the thing in this God Almighty world just to bring that old candy man here.
Yeah.
What is a candy man? Penny and Dawn. Candy man. Penny and Dawn. Candy man. Benny and gone, whoa, I wish I was in New Orleans, standing on the candy stand. I wish I was in New Orleans, just sitting on the candy stand. Ha, I gotta say, there you have it, drugs and alcohol and hey, wait a minute, we haven't gotten to the environmental pollution part. So, but we've got the cannabis thing, and we get sprouting all around. We get breweries popping up and everywhere. But don't forget the vineyards. And what about environmental degradation? Pay attention to this one, written in the late 40s. Now let me preach you a sermon about old man Adam, and I'm not talking about the Adam in the Bible, Adam. And I'm not talking about the Adam Mother Eve made it. No, I'm talking about the thing that science liberated. The thing that Einstein said he's scared of. And if Einstein's scared, brother, I'm scared. Now you scared of the A-bomb. Here's what you gotta do. You gotta gather all the people in the world together with you, because if you don't get together and do it before too long, gonna blow this world plumb to Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. Now life used to be such a simple joy. Folks got married, folks got born, they worked and married, and hey, the atom was just a word in the dictionary. And then it happened. All those science boys from every clime, they pitched together with overtime, and before you knew it, the job was done, they hitched up the power of the Galdern sun, put a harness on old Saul, splitting atoms while the diplomats are splitting hairs. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. You know, the atoms are international. In spite of the hysteria, flourished in Utah as well as Siberia. And whether you're white, black, red, or brown, the question is this when you boil it down. To be or not to be, that is the question. And the answer to all this isn't military datum, like who got there first with the mostest atom. No, it's up to the people to decide their fate. You gotta get it together or disintegrate. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men may be cremated equal. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. Yeah, it's up to the people, because the atom don't care. You can't fence him in. He's just like air. He doesn't give a hoot about politics, about what into whichever fix. All he cares about is sitting back and having his nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Yeah. God, the moral is this, as plain as day. Old man Adam is here to stay. He's gonna stick around, that's plain to see. But ah, my beloved, are we? Now listen here, folks. Here's my thesis. Peace in the world, or the world in pieces. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini, Three Mile Island, Fukushima, Chernobyl. Oh, what a happy tune. I know, there you have it. Drugs, alcohol, environmental pollution songs. You know, I never recommend the use of drugs and alcohol for anyone you know, out there, by the way. It works for me, but anyway. This is, as you know, Writing of the Bipolar Express on, you know, KLLG LP 97.9 FM. And by the way, the opinions of this station, they're not necessarily mine. And mine aren't necessarily there. So don't hold it against the radio for whatever you might hear that offends you today or any day that the Bipolar Express is cruising around the valley. Okay. So, hey, so all right. I have to say that, Greg, you did a great job this morning. I hope you feel better about, you know, what you've been saying today. Actually, I do feel better. I feel, you know, they kind of affected me just singing. I mean, and even regardless of the meanings and the words of these songs, they're really fun songs to perform. So if to watch the audience and see who gets what. But anyway, as train singer, I'll take over a little bit of segment here now. Put Gregory on the, I don't know, put him out to dry for a little. Hey, are you talking to me? That's right, Greg. Come on. You know me. Yes, I do. Quite well. All right. But, so I think I can't resist playing this train song after listening to your on and on about pollution and drugs, Gregory. So what the heck? Riding that train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? This old engine makes it on time. Leave Central Station by 8:45. It's River Junction by 17:02. 9:45, you know it's traveling again. Come on, riding that train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? Trouble ahead, lady in red. Take my advice that you're better off dead. Switchman sleeping, train 102. She's on the wrong track and she's heading for you. Oh, riding the train, high on cocaine. Casey, don't you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? Trouble with you is the trouble with me. Got two good eyes, but you still don't see. Come round the bend, you know it's the end. The fireman screams, the engine's deep. Riding that train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? I said, riding that train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? Don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? Yeah, you know, it's amazing how many people request that song on the railroad. It's incredible. But there you go, Greg, and all you deadheads that happen to be out there in the valley today. And you're getting older all the time, aren't you? Hey, now last week we ran out of time before I could play all the train tunes that I wanted to share. So let's start the train singer plate with some last week's leftovers. Leftovers? Oh, yeah, that sounds terrible. Don't worry. No, you guys, I'll warm them up for you. I've always liked the San Francisco Bay Blues song ever since I first heard it played by Tom Rush way back then when I was a folk enthusiastic in the 50s and 60s. But he had this booming guild guitar. I never have been able to get one that booms quite like his. But hey, and furthermore, it does say Freight Train once, so it's a train song. Thank you. I got a letter from a baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Ocean liner took me so far away. I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She was the best girl I ever had had. Well, you said goodbye and made me cry. Lord, I won't lay down and die. I ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lousy dime. If she don't come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. Oh, I ever come back to stay. I'll be a brand new day. I'm walking with my baby down about the San Francisco Bay. Meanwhile, in another city, just about to go insane. Sound like I heard my baby the way you used to call my name. I think I'm gonna take me a freight train, cause I'm feeling blue. I ride all the way to the end of the line, just thinking all about you. Meanwhile, in another, I ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lousy dime, no. If you don't come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. Oh, you ever come back this day? Another brand new day. I walk with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. I said, I got a letter from my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. This ocean liner took us so far away. You know, I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She was the best girl I ever had. Said goodbye, made me cry, Lord. I wanna lay down and die. Ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lousy dime. She don't come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. Oh, you ever come back to stay? Be another brand new day. I walk with my baby down by the San Francisco. Whoa! I walk with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo. That's a fun moving song too. It actually gets my temperature up. Again, Train Singers with Greg Shandell on the Bipolar Express. KLLGLP 97.9 FM. Willis, hey, check out your hometown radio at KLLG.org. You know, Rick and Marley, they're two radio enthusiasts. They sat in last week, and by gosh, Rick is back again for more knowledge. Woo-hoo! Learn more about how radio happens. And by the way, anyone, as far as I'm concerned, is welcome to sit in on the Bipolar Express with me. We all donate our time because it's fun. I had to ask myself, why do you do this? I said, it's fun. It is. And so you can donate out as well out there. Time, capital, www.kllg.org. Think about it as your radio. Come in and become an engineer like Mike Burgess and like Ian. And Sylvia, and Bob, and Harry, and Dick, and Nibbler, and all those guys out there, okay? Or a programmer like me. No, you don't want to do that. Nobody can be like this guy, that's for sure. Hey, it's fun. It's your station, Little Lake Valley. Come on. And Train Singer, by the way, is scheduled to ride the first public excursion train out of Willits this Saturday. The Wolf Tree Turnaround Run leaves Willis Depot at 10:30 in the morning. Gets back around 12:30. It's a two-hour ride. Oh, this is great. Short and sweet compared to those long 13-hour rides we used to take. Oh, that's only when we derailed. No, what are you saying? I'm just making this up as I go along, of course. So, but there's lots of beautiful cascading chutes of water coming down across the tracks. The tunnel's flooded. Woo! It's so much fun pushing the waves. All right. You know I'm kidding. You know I am. And by the way, Malachi, the singing conductor, will also be on the train on Sunday. So this is a good thing to look forward to. Wow, train. This will be your 31st year as Train Singer. That's right, Greg. And I'm really grateful to be aboard the Skunk Train, you know, for so long. You know, it has been and is a great opportunity for me to perform for thousands and thousands of people over the years. And well, Greg, Train, I'm glad to see you're back now that I've seen your face. Sorry, Mark. Hey, be nice now. Okay, Greg, I heard you're signed up for the open mic on March 10th at the Local Lights event. Yep, that's right. Doors open at 5. Hey, come on down and support the arts. Local Lights, Willits Arts Center, March 10, 5 to 8. Open mic, and there's a wonderful main event. It's Cassius Clay and Sonny Liston. They're going to be pounding themselves, sweating all over the top floor of the art center. So come on down, see the spectacle with me. I'll be playing music while they do this. Okay. But anyway, I'll be there. I'll be there with you, Greg, at Local Lights. You know I love your music. Oh, thank you, Greg. I love you, too. You know, Greg, I like novelty songs, and since here we are with the train segment, I thought maybe I would throw in this little silly song that the Kingston Trio again did back in the old days. I went upon a journey about a year ago, a little town named Morrow in the state of Ohio. I've never been much of a traveler, I really didn't know. Morrow was the hardest place I've ever tried to go. So I went down to the station for my ticket and applied for tips regarding Morrow, not expecting to be guiled. Says I'd like to go to tomorrow and return no later than tomorrow, for I haven't time to burn. Well, he says to me, now let me see if I've heard you right. You'd like to go tomorrow, return tomorrow night. You should have gone tomorrow, yesterday, and back today. For the train that goes tomorrow is a mile upon his way. If you had gone tomorrow, yesterday, now don't you see? You could have gone tomorrow and been back today at 3. For the train today, tomorrow, if the schedule is right, today it goes tomorrow and returns tomorrow night. Says I, my friend, it seems to me you're talking through your hat. There is a town named Morrow on the line, now tell me that. There is, says he, but take from me a quiet little tip. The train from here tomorrow is a 14-hour trip. The train today, tomorrow, leaves today at 8:35. At 10:30, tomorrow is the time it should arrive. So if from here tomorrow is a 14-hour jump, how can you get tomorrow and get back today, you chump? Whoa! I said, I guess you know it all, but kindly let me say, how can I get tomorrow if I leave this town today? Says he, you cannot go tomorrow anymore today, for the train that goes tomorrow is a mile upon his way. I was so disappointed, I was mad enough to swear. Train had gone tomorrow, left me standing there. Well, the man was right in telling me that I was a howling jay. I cannot go tomorrow, so I guess in Willits I'll stay. Actually, I use that song as a memory test. I can tell whether I'm losing it, and I've already lost it several times today, but I'm pretty good at covering that up, too, I hope. Hey, here's a song that's not so funny, and it was written by Woody Guthrie. It's about a couple of bums and a bad railroad bull. Down from Scrub Oak Country, Southeast Texas Gulf, I used to ride a brakeman double tough. He worked the towns of Kilgore, along the nine miles down. And all the travelers said, little East Texas Red was the meanest bull around. If you rode by night, or the broad daylight, or the blizzardy wind, or the sun, you'd always see that little East Texas Red sporting his smooth running gun. While the tails got spread down to stems and manes, and everybody said, little meanest bull in them shiny irons was that little East Texas Red. It was on a cold and icy morning, along about 9 or 10. A couple of boys on a hunt of a job, where they stood in that blizzardy wind. hungry and cold. They knocked on the door of the working people around for a piece of meat or a carrot of spud, just to boil that stew around. Well, East Texas Red, he come down the line. He swung off old number two. He kicked their bucket over bush, and he dumped out all their stew. Now the traveler said, "Little East Texas Red, you better get your business straight, 'cause you're gonna ride your little black train just 1 year from today." Ha, well, Texie laughed. He climbed the bank, swung on the side of a wheeler. The boys caught a tanker to Semolo and west to Amarillo. Why, they got them a job of oil field work, and they followed that pipeline down. It took them many places before that year had rolled around. Then on a cold and windy morning, they caught them a Gulf-bound train, shivered and shook with the dough in their clothes to that scrub oak flats again. Then with new suits of clothes and their overcoats, they walked into a store, and they paid the man for some meat and stuff just to boil that stew once more. Then the ties they tracked down to that cinder dump, they came to that same old spot where just 1 year ago Little East Texas Red, he dumped out their old stew pot. And the smoke of their fire went high and high. Oh, Red, he come down the line, his head dug low in his overcoat, while he waved old number nine. And then he walked down to that jungle camp. He came to that same old spot. And there were the same two men again, around that same stew pot. Red went to his knees, and he hollered, "Please, oh, don't pull your trigger on me. Oh, I didn't get my business straight." But he did not get his say. A gun wheeled out of an overcoat, and it played that old 1-2. Red was dead when the other two men sat down to eat their stew. Yeah, and that's on KLLGLP 97.9 FM Willits. Hey, thank you, Woody. That's a great story. So I'd like to take this opportunity to give you a break from
my music.
Why do you say that, Greg? They love your music.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
This is a little bit about hobos, and it's coming to the same book I read last week called Old Rails Tales. And once again, this will be from the pen of Dick Murdoch, engineer born in 1928. I used to see hobos all the time. You could always just about tell a real hobo from a bum. There is a big difference there. A hobo has plenty good outlook on life. They never work. They don't even bother anybody. They just want to travel from one time to time. I'd see hobos get off the train in Richmond. They wanted to get off in Stockton. See, Richmond's kind of a dead end as far as transportation goes, because Richmond is the end of the line. But a lot of times I've seen transients get off the train wondering if this was Stockton. And when I'd find them on the train, I'd talk to them. I didn't even bother them or throw them off the trains unless they got in the engine. And well, I never threw them off, but I never let them ride on the engine, because they might start fooling around with the controls, and no one wants to tolerate that. Well, they get back on the second or third, fourth unit. The railroad police, if they see them, well, they just get them off. And from time to time, the police will come down and go through the yard looking for someone who's obviously wanted by the authorities. The story on it these days is that it's still not very hard for a hobo to catch a train. In fact, it's almost easier with all these piggyback truck trailers on flat cars. That's a good place to ride. It's kind of breezy, but most of the boxcar doors are sealed, and But they're closed when they're either empty or loaded, but there's all still a lot of sliding door cars that hobos can get into. And they go in the empty cars, simple as that. But I'd like to interject a hobo song at this point. One of my favorites, this one, written by Jimmy Rogers. Riding on an eastbound freight train, speeding through the night. Hobo Bill, that railroad bum, was fighting for his life. The sadness of his eyes revealed the torture of his soul. He raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. He the hobo Billy. No warm light flickered round him, no blankets there to fold. Nothing but the howling wind, the driving rain so cold. He heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way. Hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. Oh, hobo, baby. Outside the rain was falling on his lonely boxcar door. A little form of Hobo Bill lay still upon the floor. There was no mother's longing to soothe his weary soul. He was just a hobo died out in the cold. And it was early in the morning they raised that hobo's head. Smile still lingered on his face. Hobo Bill was dead. Now there was no mother's longing to soothe his weary soul. He was just a railroad bum who died out in the cold. Hey, hobo, baby. Haggard, I think, made a hit out of that song, too. Yeah, that's back when they were writing songs about trains. I met a guy once around the mid-70s who was a young guy, kind of a hippie, I said. He used to like to catch a train somewhere north of here and take it up to Oregon and pick apples. He'd follow the seasons around the northwest and ride the train around. He said he'd ride up to Willamette, work in the orchards, and then get back on the train. And when they were finished in the early harvest season, they were changing. They'd get back on that train and go to the next orchard to pick a mid-season crop, like the cherry trees. He'd say, "You gotta leave here by this time to get to the cherry trees in picking season." He had it all worked out. It sounded like a really nice thing to do. Now, some of the young brakemen, they used to take rides and go up to Oroville on the Western Pacific or down to San Luis Obispo. They had plenty of money, visible means of support, but they just wanted to ride on the freight train. They could go first class on a passing train, John said. Hey, well, I have to play for you one of my favorite of the hobo songs. I generally... That's not that one, Gregory. This is the one you're going to play right now. These are happy guys. That's right. On a summer's day in the month of May, a pretty little bum come hiking. Traveling down that lonesome road, he was looking for his liking. Headed for a land that's far away, beside those crystal fountains. I see all this come and fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. The Big Rock Candy Mountain. You never change your socks. Little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The boxcars all are empty. The railroad bulls are blind. A lake of stew and whiskey, too. You can battle all around it in a big canoe on the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the gumdrop trees. So the water fountain, lemonade springs, and the bluebird sings on the big rough candy mountain. Where the farmer's dogs all have soft teeth, hens lay scrambled eggs, oh, the warm sun shines and the fish all bite, you can sleep all day, oh, in the big rock candy mountain. The jails are made of tin, and you can bust right out of them as soon as they put you in. The farmer's fields are filled with fruit, the barns are full of hay. I'm a-gonna stay where they work all day, boiling oil, the inventor of toil on the big rock candy mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees on the soda water fountain, lemonade springs and the bluebird sings, the big rock candy mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the bubblegum trees on the soda water fountain, lemonade springs and the bluebird sings on the big rock candy mountain, the big rock candy mountain, on the big rock candy mountain. Yum, yum. Boy, it makes me want to have... Oh, wow. Oh, 9 minutes left. Jeez. Time flies when I'm having such a crazy time. Hobo capital of the world. In Stockton, it's supposed to be the hobo capital of the world. It's in the newspaper once in a while. They have some kind of a hierarchy, a president of the hobos of America or something. It's really amazing. They're really hobos. They're not tramps or bums or anything like that. They're just real hobos. They have a trestle. It's between the Western Pacific Yard and the Southern Pacific Yard. It's kind of a trestle, and I think that's where they meet because there's always a gang of them around there. They don't bother anybody. They never get in trouble. A lot of times, they'd mooch or something, but I've had them ask me for cigarettes, and I say, yeah, sure, okay. My attitude is that they're very respectable people, and that's the life they choose, to be always on the go. Oops, and why not? That's what I say. Hey, hi, Mike. How are you? Okay, as I was going to say, this is one of my favorite hobo songs. Go to sleep, you weary hobo, and let the towns drift slowly by. Can you hear steel rails humming? That's the hobo's lullaby. Now I know your clothes are torn and ragged, and your hair is turning gray. Lift your head, smile at trouble. You'll find peace and rest someday. Ah, go to sleep, you weary hobo. And let the towns drift slowly by. Can you hear the steel rails humming? That's the hobo's lullaby. Now I know the police cause you trouble. They cause trouble everywhere. But when we die and go to heaven, you'll find no policeman there. Go to sleep, you weary hobo, and let the towns drift slowly by. Can you hear the steel rails humming? That's the hobo's lullaby. Now, don't you worry about tomorrow. Oh, let tomorrow come and go. For tonight, we're in a nice warm boxcar, safe from all the wind and snow. Now go to sleep, you weary hobo, and let the towns drip slowly by. Can you hear the steel rails humming? That's the hobo's lullaby. Ooh, boy, I love to hear that song, you know, just before I'm going to sleep at night and play my CD and listen to that. It'll put you to sleep whether you're... Oh, no, Greg, stop. Why do you have to make those remarks about me? So, 4 minutes? I'll never get this song. I will never get this song through it. I want to, but I don't think I can do it. Well, want to try it? Say, you can point your finger up once. I this is a novelty song. I've already wasted 30 seconds right there. Right now. All right, here we go. Now there once was a lawyer they called Mr. Clay. He had but two clients, they wouldn't pay. At last of starvation he grew so afraid that he courted and married a wealthy old maid. At the wedding the lawyer made one big mistake. 'Twas not in omitting the wine or the cake. The ring was well chosen, they had a big feed, but the lawyer did not get a warranty deed. Now he's a very unfortunate, man. Oh yes, very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. At night in their chamber, the lady arose and began to prepare to retire and repose. Her husband sat near her, admiring her charms that gave him such pleasure to hold in his arms. She went to the washstand to bathe her fair face, and thus she destroyed all her beauty and grace. The rose on her cheek quickly grew very faint. Saw on the towel 'twas nothing but pain. Oh, very unfortunate man. Oh, 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 very unfortunate. Yes, he's a very unfortunate man. So he went to the mirror, she went to the mirror to take down her hair. And when she had done so, her scalp was all bare. Oh my gosh, she said, don't be frightened to see my bald head. I'll hang it, I'll put on my cap when I get into bed. She hung her false hair on the wall on a peg, and then she proceeded to take off her leg. Oh, her trembling husband got quite a surprise when she asked him to come and pop out her glass eye. If that wasn't enough to give him more grief, she opened her mouth and took out her teeth. So all you young men who would marry for life, be sure to examine your intended wife. Remember the lawyer who trusted his eyes and a little bit later got quite a surprise. 'Cause he's a very unfortunate man. Woo, yes, he's a very unfortunate, man. But not like us. We're very unfortunate, aren't we? We've always married the right one. We checked them out before we did that. But here we've been having a crazy, wazy time. Bipolar Express. I hope I'm here next week. I hope we're all here next week. My goodness gracious. Let's see what happens. But let's ride on the Bipolar Express. Oh, wow. A Bipolar Express. Ah, KLLG LP 97.9 FM radio, radio KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willis, Willis, California. Bye bye. Woo!